Rosh, Perek Zion, Simon Aleph. We're partially into the Simon Aleph, called by Boy Minei, Rabbi Abba Mirav Nachman. So he said, even though you can't be above 10, in a house, it's not. There's no problem with the fact that the chaloyim between the two houses is above 10. What about a lul? It's only minatzad that you say that, but not in the middle of the floor, so that the lul should be considered like it's right there next to accessible. It's not true. It doesn't need a tefillin. You say basic command the Maya. So a minute, he thought to say tefillin kavur hudel and tzorach. I was tefillin meroy tzorach. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. But Minyan miyomer Rabbi Nachman echad tefillin kavur bechad tefillin shen eroy ain tzorach. You don't need anything at all. Kesel shebein shtei chetzeres. Gavaya asar barach of dalid. So if there's a wall in between, the lock is marbin some ben marbin echad. There's a wall in between, so they're separate. They have to be marbin separately. Hoy barachay peris. If there are fruits on the top of the wall, elo elo mekana ba ochlin, elo elo mekana ba ochlin, eventually you read the matzah. Each chotzer can eat on, can go on top and eat, but they can't take it down. If there's a curse, there's a break in the wall. So adyunam is marvin shnai, you must marvin echad. Once there's an access, you can be marv together, but you don't have to be marv together. We look at it, two separate chetzeres with a door, meshu kepesach. Yes, if it's more than 10 Thomas wide, the break, Marvin Echo, Marvin Schneim. Ein Bedell, if the top of the wall is not 4 Tzvachim wide, my what's the loch? Omer Rav, Abrashti, Rashriya, Shalter, is Boy, Belios, is Boy, Philip, Kimoy, Nima. So Rav says it belongs to both Chatzeris, so any item that cannot be moved, because it's like you're moving from one Rishus to the other. Both sides are permitted to take their own fruit and put it, come up on top and eat. They can eat what's there, but they can't bring up from the chotzer to the top of the roof. If it's for tefachim wide, in malon loy, you can eat what's there, but you can't bring from the chatzah because it's separate rishus. And barbo a filum malon, since it's less than four tefachim, it's not like a rishus bechlal. So you let it like a chumakim tour, so you can take from the chatzah to the top of the roof.
So both sides can use it as long as they don't, you can't use it as a way to take Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, because then a person might forget and take directly from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. Haidah Tani Bovachal Yerida Lamato. On the Mishnah, okay. The case of the you can't take fruits from the top of the wall down. Ukma perkol gagus lamata labatim. Aba chaseris murdim. That there's no reason to take from the top of the wall down into a chotzer. The issue is you can't take it from top of the wall down into the chotzer and continue into the batim. You can't take it into the houses because that. They're all one rishus, so there's no wizard to carry from a gag, which is the top of the wall is like a gag, down to a chatzur. The Kamar Hocha Bavash Yechliv with the case of the Shasech, the Shasech Rabbim, Kidna Perkates and Mishtatwin, Rashugis to Rice, and some case of Rashugis to Rice, again, Shasech, Rashugis to Rabbim. Rashugis to Rabbim, again, Kesher, Shabin Shechater, Shigoya, Serbin, Rechab Arbo, but the Kasif, Ulahakliv, Mechina Locha. So there, with the case of Shasugis to Rabbim, so side, Chatzarek can put it on top, and then Chatzarek can come and take it down. Mechina Locha. It's 10 tefachim high. From one side, it's lower down. It's closer to the ground. Pirush number means there is less than 10 tefachim high. It belongs to the side which is lower. My time and Bishum Dahabali, the Zed Tashmisha Benachim, the Zed Tashmisha Bekosha, the one within 10 Tvachim high has an easier usage of it, the one which is above 10 Tvachim has a further, harder usage, so it belongs to the one which is Tashmisha Benachim. You give it to the one which is easy, can use it easy, more easily. If it's a ditch in between, and on one side it's not too deep, and on the other side it's deeper, it's tenth vachim. So the chotze which is higher, the chotze which is lower, which has, it's closer to the bottom of the ditch, gets the usage. This is the Zesha Shavu Lor, it's the Habili Lezet Hashish Menachas. Bala Matoi, the case of the wall, Yesh Bimiyutoi Arbo, Mishtam Shavu Lokesu. So the case of the wall, which is 10 Tvachim high, if he makes the gap less, and with a, like he raises the ground, and he makes that raising of the ground four tefachim wide, so it acts like a pesach, and that allows him to go on top of the wall. Mishtamish al kosel, imlavi mishtamish al kineged amiut. If it's not four tefachim wide, the Brisa says you can use that spot. More says why? Lano shachim mahani miutum. If the fact that you made it higher, and that's what's matter it, so why can't you use the whole wall? It doesn't work at all. If you look at negative mute, like this time, even negative mute, you can't use it. It wasn't just you made the area higher, but rather you actually removed part of the wall. So that spot, the wall isn't 10 tefachim high. Okay. Abul itzibo vein miut b'miut arbo. If you put a ledge there, it's not four tefachim wide.
Hello, good morning,
Jonathan. So can I get itzibo mishtamish ein roi lamed al itzibo lishtamish kimin shein bo arbo. Since the itzib is not choshem enough that it's four tefachim wide, so that they can't be the defining element to find the wall. Welcome, Akiris Achuya. I'm a lekarik mishdamishram. In the case which you just mentioned, the top of the wall was short, lower. The person has where to stand. He can stand on the ground. Amarish Yechiel Kafi Safsel Betzidoi. We have the gears of Seifel. If the wall is 10 tefachim high, and this is a half a tefach high, so now the wall is not 10 tefachim high, because from where he's standing, even though it's a kli, it's a container. He's attached it to the ground in such a way that he would have to dig it out. That's a melacha of soiser, and that he can't do on Shabbos. Simon Bates. Sulam Hamatzori and Mamayat, but Sulam Mamayat. Sulam Hamatzori, Mitzri, is not kavu enough
that Rabbi Mamayit Metzulam Hatsuri is heavier than Rabbi Mamayit. Yechidam Metzulam Hamitzri, Amri Debe Rabbi Yana, Kol Shein Arboa Chavokim, it doesn't have four rungs. My time of the Sulam Hamitzri, Dabla Debe Nath Mashabbos, is that when she can move on Shabbos. Yechachi Afilo Tzuri Nami, in case of Tzuri also. And so Hashem Shimon should be the Kevedoi Kevoi, the weight of the ladder is Kevaya, it's it's pretty clear in our Gemara that you can move. Silum Tzuri is mutter to move, just the weight is kaveya that you're probably not going to move. But mitzad halichus iser v'hetav it's mutter. Because the parak of the Yuma Yomtiv, the first parak of Misatus Yomtiv, which that's why we shouldn't refer to Beya. Lo shari al silum shal shayvach, al silum shal aliyah. Also, there is a ladder which is used to go up to the shevach to get the birds to shech them or to use them, so that's mutter. But the type of a ladder which is used to go up into the roof, people will say your goal is to try and fix the roof. The Roy Omer Hatich Gago Hutzarech. So how does that fit in over here? Until Matsur should be also it's also to use. Tirs ben otam. Yeah. Tirs ben otam. The hocha b'sulamis ketanim shemishdamshe ben bebayis and reinalus ben the guy. We're talking about smaller types of ladders which you don't use to get up to the roof. Rabbi Avram zal tirs the hosin beyom to ari the shori the tutuli b'shusarab. There the issue is taking it through the street. Shusarabim armelatiyach gaga would start there. People don't know what he's doing. They don't know too much about him. They don't know where he lives or what he does. It's a big ladder. He's going to fix his roof. Latiyach means to cover it with a layer of tit to it shouldn't leak. Okay. Human also the Shusarabim. Once it's also we have a rule. Anything which was all asked because of Marasai, and they asked even the Chadri Chador. Feel the Chadri Chador Moser. Of a Hocha B'Shabbos, Ari, Shem and Talta, Mishas Arabim, Chem Mutu Talta, B'Chotzer. That's on Yom Tiv, that's in, which we're carrying his Mutter, so that's what we have to ask. But here we're talking about Shabbos, we carry in Shas Arabim to start with, so never is that real Chashash of a Marasayan. People in the Chotzer know what he's doing and why he's doing it. Therefore, they never asked it. Carrying the Shusharabim, obviously, because you can't carry him Shusharabim anyway. So they left it as Mutzal the Tal to them.
So the upshot is that it's Mutzal Shabbat, but not the Yom.
Correct. Amr Ba'al Kesher Shabbat Shechetzer is Kavoyah Sora Biniach Shulam Rochav Arbo Mikan Shulam Rochav Arbo Mikan Vein Bein Zelazat Shloisha is Mamayit. If you have two ladders on both sides, and there's access to the top, if the access point is within three tochim of each other, the two sides of the wall, so they count like you have an access from one side to the other. If the top of the width of the wall is four tochim wide, so a person can climb up one side up the on the ladder, walk on top of the wall as far as he needs to, and then go down the other side. They don't have to synchronize in that situation. Gimel, Amar Bibi Barabai Itzba Gabi Itzba Im Yesh Betatona Abo Inami Im Ein Betatona Be Yesh Bel Yerod Dalad Be Ein Ben Zelas Ashloshes Mamayit. If you have an Itzba, like a little ledge that you put out next to the wall, so. And the case was there was two such items, one above the other, and so if the bottom one is four tochim wide, that's we said once it's four tochim wide, it's a mamay. The bottom one isn't four tochim wide, and the top one is, but the top one is off the ground. If it's within three of the bottom ones, it's like it goes all the way down to the ground.
Rashi Pirsha Erech Itzba Arbo. The length of the Itzba is 4. Mashad Leboy Arbo Arbo. You don't need a square 4x4, but it can be four tefachim long, running along the length of the wall. But how much it sticks out is not prescribed. Not proscribed either. So the sulam has to be 10 tefachim high. The Bach has the girsa. The more so the case where you need the sulam is arba asor. Not sure what he's asking. The ain larmer the hosam marish ain roch of arba'o itzalakos. It's not 4 tefachim wide. The b'chol shmeit and mashah the sulam sarach shehei baruch v'dalit. Kiram the kamon. Sulam mekan v'koshin b'emsim mahu. So we have that child where the sulam is not wide enough, so you extend it by putting straw, extending the rungs between the two narrow ladders. You see, and the ladder has to be 4 tefachim wide.
What has to be 4?
The ladder.
Each ladder?
Each ladder. So, again, I don't know what he's trying to prove. You need 4x4. And how do you see that you need 4x4? I don't know.
What do you mean,
question? The case of the straw in the middle. Okay, look, we had in the Gemara, there's two narrow salamas placed parallel to each other, and in between, you put some straw to extend from one rung to the other to combine the two rungs. So if the ladder is not wide enough and you want to extend the width of the rungs, so you dug out if the ladder is flush with the wall, you would dig out footholds in the wall corresponding to where the rung is to widen it to the point of 4 tefachim. Excuse me. The Hashem Rabbo Reichim Kamer Kapirish Rashi the Kamon. Kulam Kosh Kapirish Rashi Ein Boy Abba. Chal the Shani Sulam Hamat the Shar Sulam Hamat Beloy Zet Zorak Shehei Rochem Tal. There are cases where maybe it doesn't have to be totally wide, but in general, that's what's required. That's what we're dealing with over here. It's called the Rashi, why don't we say that you don't need 4x4? So why don't we say lemaisa, if the rungs are within 3 tefachim of each other, so it's like it's solid all the way from the ground up to the top, so even though it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's mutter. So to answer the bottom rung is not within 3 tefachim of the ground, and none of them are within 3 tefachim of each other. Otherwise, why do you need the ladder to get to the top, reach the top of the roof? Just say you've lowered the height of the roof, of the wall. You've lowered the height of the wall by putting this thing next to it, which is allows it to be accessible. So the Rosh says he finds that pshat toichik. Near the first hacha, boy dal al dal shows roy lamed al lobe lalas al koysel. The case of here chokuk has to be 4x4. That's over there. And that's an area where a person has what to stand on. If that's placed in such a way that the top of the roof is not 10 tefachim above that, so it's considered like you have easy direct access to the top of the wall. The item which you're standing on is not 4x4. That's why the ladder would have to reach the top for it to work. Rabbeinu Meir Zal Tiritz, the Rami Rutenberg, which is the Russia's Rebbe. Tiritz Achol Hani Ari Leinyan Zeashim Osa Ha'echad Binyan Eitzel Akosel Mitu Mesoro. If you put these things next to the wall, and you make it less than 10 tefachim from there to the top of the wall, Havilei. It's like you've made it accessible from one of the sides, so they get the rights to use the top of the wall, and therefore there's no din of they get the rights to use the wall. The other side can't use it. A true bona fide access one side to the other, they both have to reach the top of the wall. You have the Z sticking out, and you have the Nesulim, which is leaning against it, which takes you down to the ground. He says, Mamayit, it's Mamayit. But if he puts the ladder directly on the Z's, then it works. If he puts it next to it, not. The Z's is sticking on the wall. He puts, instead of putting it on the Z's, he puts it on the wall next to the. So then we ignore the Z's, the ladder's on the wall, and then we down the ladder against the wall, whatever the halacha would be of a ladder against the wall. The Ruchi Arvach, all he's doing is, in that situation, making it, extending and making it easier to use a ladder, but it's just a ladder. So this will work from there, that you can stand on the Z's and go to the top. So if the wall is 19 tefachim, so it's like you raise the height of the ground and the Z's, your ladder going up there, it's like this, that's the floor now, and you only have 9 tefachim. However, Kaisel Esrim, Sarach Shnezu, Zizim Matoy. The wall is 20 tefachim. So Sarach Shnezizim Lamatoy. So the first Z is from there and above, there's 10 tefachim. So that's enough of a wall that it would require again a sulam. So you need a second ziz. This law that two zizin works, they can't be one directly above the other, because then there's no way to access the second one from the first one. If it's staggered to the side, so you're able to lean a ladder from the bottom one to the top one to go up. Okay. You have to lean it at an angle, because straight up and down is not so easy to use. An angle would require a ladder which is 14 tochim tall to give you comfortable access to the top of a 10 tefach wall, 10 tefach high wall. Even if it's not 14 tefachim high, so it's 13 in a mashu. So if you lean it against the wall, you still have a gap of a tefach minus a little bit to the top. That's okay. If you have a gap which is lovid, that would also be okay. You can put the ladder against the wall. You don't have to make the 10 tefachim high, because once it's 7 and a mashu, it's lower to the top. Right, so in other words,
how many tefachim is a mashu? 7.
7 and a mashu makes it lower to the top. So I think that's what the Rush was asking before. He doesn't answer the question. No, he asked in the case of that, not in the case of Chokak. Right, so Tosfos said the case would be currently Mormandomer that the wall had a slant to it, and it wasn't only vertical. So you were leaning it against that slant, but it wasn't wide enough. Or he said in the case it would be by a corner. There was the side wall which would allow. In the case of the chokek, what lahashim was in the side wall, corresponding to the rungs of the ladder. No, going into the side, going into the side. Yeah. But Pasha, you'd have to learn that it wasn't. It was. There was enough remove that a person would be able to step there. So you'd have to say it wasn't just like chikah. It was like you took out all those bricks, so you could really put their foot there. Right. What?
You get your foot in a gap that's left when you remove one brick.
Right. Amar Rav Sulam Zokah Femayit, even if it's straight up and down, it's Memayit. Hilchos Rabbi Yisurim, Vekam Rav Huna Breda Vishua, Rav Asura Asura Lekim Osei, Vekam Hilchah Kedir Mekel Be'er. So we're Mekel, even if it's straight up and down, so it's just 10, it's just the 10th Vach and more, even 7 and a Mashu, it's good enough. By my name, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Sulam Mekan, Masulam Mekan, Mekashem Emsa Mahu, if you have two small Sulamas which aren't wide enough, and then you had extended connecting the two with straw in the middle, what's the lawful? Excuse me. Amalei ain't kafaregel elabai, the person can't step there. Kashim mekan, kashim mekan, v'silam v'emsa, there's a silam in the middle, there's straw on both sides. He says, in that case, mahu. So you can climb in that situation because the person in general climbs in the middle in the cash and extend them because they're useful, they're able to hold on to them. It has to go up 10 tefachim high. And that's it. Even if the height of the wall is greater, as long as it's up to 10 tefachim, it has this extra access, it's wide enough, that's all you need. Let's say, however, if he was kikik in the wall itself, all the way up to the top of the wall. So it's the case where you have a sulam, you have a way to get to the top. Elamai what? The sulam has to be a certain width. So we extend the width by being chaykik into the kaisel. But you really have an access point of how to get to the top. Over here, you have no sulam, so there's nothing sticking out which allows you to stand on or to get to the top. So there's no Rav Chameh Avroi, there's nothing sticking out which allows you to get to the top. So you need to have these footholds all the way up to the top of the wall. The Ilan Sulam, you made a tree as a Sulam, a Sora, or the Shera Sulam, the Ilan. The Isser Shabbos Garlay Osir Bashera Shur the Lucky Isser Shabbos. So in the case of Bashera, which was not attached to the ground, the Ritva says, and therefore there's no problem kept climbing on Shabbos. The fact that it's also Bahanos, the more it discusses why there's not a problem. But the case of the regular tree which is attached to the ground, you want to make that into your sulam. It's not going to work on Shabbos because you don't know how to carry it, you don't know how to climb up on Shabbos. Hey, the season Kritzabin Shtecha service, Oma Kasar Baruch of Arbom, Arvin Shnaim, Beim Arvin Echad. There's a ditch of a team which is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim deep. You can't be Marv together. Fill them all like Tevin Vakash, even if you fill it up with Tevin or Kash. Have Ramola offered service, Marv and Echad, Beim Shnaim. You fill it up with dirt, so now it's one chatzar. If you put a board which allow you to walk from one chatzar to the other above this charitz, if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's counted like a doorway. If you have two porches, a second floor porch, is that connected to that? So, you have two porches sticking out up above, and you want to be ma'arav them together. Ma'arav nechav, ma'arav shnayim. Once you have this board, which is 4 tefachim wide, allowing access between the two of them, you ma'arav them together. It's not 4 tefachim wide. So they're separate. You have to marry separately. Amr Rav Aloishan Elishan Osan Rokhwe Amalorka for the Kosher Nami Shere Miyatoy the Chabitz Mehabo. If the person, in the case of the Chabitz, a person ran a board, he put the support sticking out from the side of the wall of the Chabitz, and he ran and he put a board there flush with the ground, so that for it, that is his. Narrowed the gap between the two sides. It's running inside the gap, parallel to the gap. So that's a mite, the width of the gap, and there's no problem as long as it's four. Even though it's, as long as it's four tefachim long, even though it's a mashu wide, if that's enough to make it less than a gap of four tefachim between the two sides, that's all you need. If they're not right across from each other, or the one's higher than the other, the person will not be comfortable putting a sulam there. And so these, that won't work. Akumahi. If it extends out too much, one is, according to Rashi, one is extends further than the other, that's not acceptable.